It's a growing trend in music. Artists who are well-versed in traditional instruments and the styles they represent are stepping beyond the borders of genre and geography and finding new combinations of instruments, sounds, melodies, rhythms, new avenues of expression. Island Breeze is a trio that combines slack key guitar, taiko drums, and shakuhachi, the Japanese bamboo flute. Riley Lee, who has made the shakuhachi his life's work, is with us to tell us how the merger of sound and styles is working. Hi, Riley. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, Chris, or as they would say where I come from, good day, mate.
Yes, I guess they would, wouldn't they? Because you're an Australia transplant now.
Yes.
But you studied shakuhachi in a very traditional way.
That's correct. I did, in fact, grow up in Hawaii. Yeah. And right out of high school, before starting University, I had the opportunity to go to Japan. Mm-hmm. And once I was there, I happened upon the instrument. And long story short, I was going to be there once for 3 months, and I ended up staying for 7 years.
Because you got caught up in
it. I did indeed.
Usually when one learns an instrument, a traditional instrument in a very traditional way, it comes attached with all kinds of, I don't want to call them restrictions, but boundaries.
Yes.
This is what you're supposed to do with it.
Correct.
This is what it's supposed to be used for.
Yes.
It certainly wasn't learn to play this and then go out and get a bass player and drummer and start a band, right? It's meant to stay within certain confines originally.
I suppose you could say that, yes.
Well, because now, see, what I'm getting at, Riley, is I now see instruments where the tabla, you know, a South yes. Indian instrument, is used in a jazz ensemble.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very useful in one because it's a drum that can
do things, yeah.
Play melodies. So why yeah. wouldn't you? But for centuries, it stayed within its borders, just as the shakuhachi did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an accurate description?
That is true, and certainly of players of my generation, the idea that you have to have the foundation of that tradition, you have to know that tradition, otherwise
yeah.
you don't really know the instrument, was a major part of our wanting to learn the tradition. In my case, that's the music I enjoy the best.
And that remains a very valid notion. But
yes.
what you've done with Island Breeze is you've merged with slack key guitar and taiko drums.
Yes.
They weren't originally
no.
intended.
No. And again, in my case, because I don't live in Japan, after the 7 years, first I came back to Hawaii and lived with my wife, and we had two kids here for a number of years. You know, you have to play what you can play. If you're going to make a living mm-hmm. as a musician, you have to play with other musicians around you. It's very hard to
Amen.
Have. And you'd want to. And, of course, I did play with the traditional, and still do, Japanese instruments like the koto and the shamisen and so forth. But given the opportunity, I play with other fine musicians.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter what they play, in a sense. It's, are they really good musicians? It's
sure.
not the instrument so much. Though, having said that, traditionally taiko, which is also a Japanese instrument, was not played with shakuhachi, in large part because shakuhachi is a very soft instrument.
You couldn't hear it.
No.
Yeah.
And this is a case in point where it's not so much the instruments, but it's the players. Kenny Endo, of all the taiko players I know, is one of the few that can play taiko with nuances, subtleties.
Yeah.
He can do everything with it. And then the other instrument with this group, again, is it's, I think slack key guitar works with shakuhachi. It doesn't matter who's doing either.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Jeff and I, when we first started playing together, and that was, I don't know, 10 or 15
Jeff
years
Peterson.
Ago.
Jeff yeah.
Peterson. We just hit it off. And there's just something, you know, I don't know what it is. There's sometimes you just know.
Musicians know, right?
I can work with this guy. And it's one of these things where we're playing together, and I'm lost. I don't know where I am, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's some way, because I know Jeff, and he's playing along, and, you know, he just kind of, he's looking around, he's playing, he's looking at his guitar, and he just looks at me in a way that tells me where I'm supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
There's this communication.
Well, there's a lot of yeah. performing with other musicians is on the level of ESP, don't you think?
Well, in this case, yes.
When it works, yes.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. With this, this is an ideal collaboration in my mind. I'm so lucky to be a part of it.
There's a very evocative quality to this instrument, and I'd like to ask you to just play a little bit of it to show what can be done with it.
Okay, I'm going to play a brief segment from a piece that we will play.
Terrific.
It's called Eagle in the Ocean, or Mano o Kikai.
All right.
And you're only going to hear a third of what it should be.
Oh, I'll be keeping a watch on the clock for you.
Okay. It's based on an Okinawan scale.
Uh-huh. Riley, I was watching to sort of try to figure out how you get to so many nuances of sound that you get from that instrument. One of them was a pitch variation by just shaking your head as you play a note, right?
That's right, yes. One has to do that because we don't have many finger holes.
Yeah.
You've only got five, four in the front, one in the back.
Piece of wood with five holes in it. It's amazing how much you also sort of half covered a hole to get some effects.
Correct, because, again, I can do that because there's no keys or pads. So the simplicity of the instrument requires more from the player, but on the other hand, it allows the player to do more as well.
Yeah, because you got also a kind of an octave harmonic jump, didn't you, just without changing anything with your fingering.
That's right, yes, yes. Yeah, no, it's a... its simplicity is beguiling and also it's
a little bit deceptive.
Deceptive, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Sounded great. It was
Thanks.
Great to hear that. Riley Lee was the first non-Japanese to attain the rank of Dai Shihan, our Grand Master, in shakuhachi, the instrument you just heard, the Japanese bamboo flute. His group Island Breeze features Riley, Jeff Peterson on slack key guitar, Kenny Endo on taiko drums. They'll be performing at 7 p.m. this Saturday at Shingonshu Hawaii Temple.